Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:48 now here on a cold Monday morning. And it is time once again for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, recessions can often mean job losses, falling stock markets, and anxious headlines. But what we don't always think about is how recessions can ripple long after things recover. Recessions can quietly shape the financial future of generations to come, sometimes for decades. For those already living close to the financial edge, a recession can force tough choices like raiding retirement accounts, taking on debt, delaying college, or selling investments at a bad time. This can reduce future compounding, shrink opportunity, and make it harder to pass on assets. Consider a young adult graduating during a recession. Historically, those who enter the workforce in a downturn earn less, not just for the first year, but often for the first 10 to 15 years. Lower income means less savings. Less savings means less investing. Less investing means less long-term wealth. Well, that's the power of compounding, and with less to begin with. Recessions can affect behavior. Financial pain can make us too cautious. Those who lost money in the market may avoid investing altogether. Their kids may also fear risk and shy away from wealth-building tools like 401ks, real estate, or business ownership. That emotional impact can be sustained for future generations. But there's another side to this story, resilience. Families may use recessions as financial turning points. They'll tighten budgets, build emergency funds, and seize opportunities to invest when prices are low and often walking out stronger. Recessions can become real-life classrooms that teach future generations not just how to survive downturns, but how to position themselves to grow during them. Recessions don't decide our financial future, but they can shape our family's financial story for generations. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
That's Don, that's something I've never thought about. That was a good point today. You start your work life out during a recession, the wages are going to be down. And chances are, unless your company gives you a pretty good raise every year, you're not going to stay up with inflation. It's just that simple. And everybody exactly. else is going to be ahead of you. It makes sense. All right. Well, you know, the economy recovers and your company says, hey, the economy recovered. Now we're going to give you some more money. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't. They said, hey, the economy recovered and we get some more profit. Hey, way to go. So anyway, I'm a little cynical about that. I was looking for a job in 1969, 1970, when there really wasn't a job to be found in this city. The aircraft companies in this town used to bust and boom all the time.
It was like
every 8 or 9 years, it went in the tank. And we haven't had that bad here for recently, but there you go. Today we're celebrating the Marine Corps' birthday. Created on November 10th, 1920. The holiday was created on November 10th, 1921 by the U.S. government to show appreciation for the U.S. Marines. Having taken part in nearly every U.S. conflict, the Marine Corps has defended our country since America's inception. You're hearing the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. The Continental Marines were formed in 1775. Today, there are over 200,000 Marines active duty and reserve.
Really?
They're organized into four divisions stationed at Camp Pendleton, California, Okinawa, Japan, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Huh.
How about that, Don?
Where
did you take your basic training? Well, you were in the Navy, but where did you basic train?
I was in the Navy boot camp, the Naval Training Center, Recruit Training Center in San Diego, California. And the Marines were training right on the other side of the fence, and they were trained to growl at us when they would go by on their training. What I keep reminding my Semper Fi, and they're amazing people, Marines, but I keep reminding them that they are a division of the Navy. So
they love that.
They kind of work for us, you know.
I just love that. Yeah, I remember.
They work for our country.
When I was doing some work in California, in San Diego, I was out there to visit a consultant a couple of times years ago, and I just remember being sitting in the tarmac with our jet ready to go, and I looked across there, and there were the Marines out there running in formation, about 10 or 20 of them, so, in a real hot, sunny day. So, how many have you known personally? I'm trying to think the other day.
Oh, I know a bunch of them. We've got a bunch in the Wagon Masters. I've got a bunch of Marine friends. Yeah.
Well, good. Today is Marine Corps Day. Do you have a good weekend, Don?
Yeah, it was all right. Got a lot of stuff done, a lot of administrative stuff done. And, my brand new lawn that I planted back in the end of August, it just came up beautifully. And so I mulched the leaves into the new lawn, and it just looks like a putting green. It's
nice.
Beautiful.
How about that? Well, the leaves are really changing and falling over in Riverside, my area. Now they are across the city, but it's a beautiful time of the year. A little cold out this morning, though.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Yeah. Well, okie doke.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who reminds the United States Marine Corps, hey, you guys are part of the Navy. He could get hurt doing it. On this day, 250 years ago, that would be 1775, the U.S. Marines were born by an act of Congress during the Revolutionary War. So this is Marine Day across the U.S., celebrating the creation of the Marine Corps. How about that? A Maryland man said a workout at the gym led him to the Powerball ticket that earned him a $150,000 prize in a recent drawing. The Prince George's County player told Maryland lottery officials he was leaving the gym October 16th when he decided to stop at Keller's Market. He bought some Powerball and Mega Millions tickets before heading home. The purchase led to his winning a $150,000 prize in the October 18th Powerball drawing. Winner said he plans to save his prize money for now, but it could lead to a little extra holiday spending. $150,000, that's a nice little bonus for the holidays there. Of course, he gets to take home, what, about $75,000? Something like that. About half.
Still not bad.
President Trump said he plans to send a dividend of at least $2,000 to most Americans using funds raised from tariffs. There you go, Ted. There's your Christmas, your holiday bonus. It's coming. In a Truth Social post on Sunday, Trump said tariffs have made the U.S. the richest, most respected country in the world, and that a dividend of at least $2,000 a person, not including high-income people, will be paid to everyone. More details, including when payments might be sent out.
Well, it's not everyone if it doesn't include high-income people.
More details, including some payments, when the payments will might be sent out, not given. So he's thrown it out there, but there's really no plan to it. Okay. So I'm not going to actually go down the bank.
That's right. I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah. It's one of those things.
That old cash gets in your pocket.